Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Just a few minutes. Already heard some great stories and testimonies, I think, haven't we, of just who God is and what he does and what he loves to do. And we're just going to look for a few minutes at a story in Matthew chapter 8. And some of you will know the story very well. Maybe some of you, you've never heard this story before. But it's about a centurion, a Roman soldier, who has a servant who is unwell, paralyzed. And he hears about Jesus and realizes, thinks, or believes that if he can just get into contact with Jesus, then his servant will be made well. So we're going to have a read of that in a few moments. You know, as Christians, we have an amazing mandate from God. Jesus came to reveal who the Father is. Because what did Jesus say quite often? When you've seen me, then you've seen the Father. Jesus says, I've only come to do the things that I see my Father doing. I only speak the words that he gives me. And so Jesus came to reveal who the Father is. Who is God? What is he really like? But he also came to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. And he wanted to demonstrate what the kingdom of heaven could look like on earth as it is in heaven. And then Jesus said to the disciples one day, he said, look, I'm going back to be with the Father. It will be better for you if I go. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave my spirit and I'm going to give you my spirit and I'm going to send you my spirit. Because basically he said, you're going to see that you're going to do the same things as I've been doing, but greater things still. That's a pretty good verse, isn't it? That Jesus says to us that we're to do the same things as he did and greater things still. How could he say that? Because Jesus himself didn't do the things that he did. It was the Holy Spirit at work in him and through him. Because in his humanity, he was surrendered or submitted to the Father to allow the Father by the Holy Spirit to work in him and through him to speak or to heal or to deliver, or whatever the situation was, Jesus was totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. Is that right? Yep. And so if it didn't work like that, if that's how it didn't operate, he couldn't say, you're going to do the same things as I have done and greater things still. He could only say that because in his humanity, he says, I'm just like you. I'm totally dependent on the Holy Spirit. I can't do anything unless the Father shows me what he wants to do by the Spirit. I can't even say something. So I can't say be healed. I can't say be clean, or I can't say go because you've believed and this is what will happen. I can't say those things unless the Father is saying those things. And if the Father is saying those things, they're going to happen in the power of the Holy Spirit through my life. Yeah. And so then Jesus hands us the baton. When he went up to heaven to be with the Father and the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost, the baton was handed to the church. And that baton is handed to us today in our hands. And he says, right, now you go in my name, go in my authority and go in my power, and you can see and do the same things as I have done. And we just heard some amazing stories this morning from Victor over in India, from Michelle when she goes over to Africa, and the amazing things that happen in people's lives. Well, how many of you know he's the same amazing God today, here, as he is anywhere else? How many of you have the Holy Spirit in you this morning? Doesn't matter how old you are. I know many of the children are also baptized in the Holy Spirit in the church, as well as us slightly older ones. And the Holy Spirit is no respecter of persons, the Bible says. So the Holy Spirit can heal through a 5-year-old in the same way he can through a 25 or 35 or 65-year-old. Doesn't matter how old we are, the Holy Spirit can work and move. We had some amazing stories at Faith Camp as to how children were going around the site, weren't they, finding the parents, the big people, the adults that God had given them words of knowledge for, and they went around till they found the person with the yellow shirt and the blue jeans or whatever God had showed them, and they laid hands on those people and they got healed. Don't you love that? And God wants us to live a day-to-day life in that life and in that power. That God doesn't want his power to be limited to meetings, to gatherings. Because the command that he's given, the commission he's given is to... He didn't say, come. He said, go. He says, come and follow me. So we come and follow him, but we don't come and gather. What we do is we're sent to go and to go in his name and to see him work and move and do powerful stuff. And our faith, yeah, we need to encourage our faith when we come together and see God work and move, which he is in a few minutes' time. But it's so that we're equipped to go in his name. Because you know as well as I do, there are many people that you know and I know that need to encounter God. Is that right? And they need to receive from God in some way or other. And sometimes God's introduction card or his calling card into people's lives is to heal them. Or is to them to, if we can put it this way, experience him in some way. Often that's a calling card into people's lives. Many times when Jesus was walking on the earth, he healed many people before he even preached anything. There's loads of stories. And I mean, here, the centurion rocked up. He hadn't been preaching. The centurion arrives and he says, Lord, my servant lies at home paralyzed in terrible suffering. And I love this. Look what Jesus says. I will go and heal him. That's the heart of God, isn't it? So here's a problem, and what's God's heart? Come on, let's go, let's sort it out. Don't you love the heart of God there? Yeah. So when we come across our own lives or other people's lives and there's stuff going on, what's God's heart for that situation? Come on, let's go and let's sort it out. Come on, let's go, let's heal it. Come on, let's go, let's make a difference. Come on, let's go, let's sort it out so that it's not the same as it is at this moment. Come on, let's go and transform it. Let's go and redeem that person, heal that person. Let's go and change it. Anybody believe that? That's why Jesus came to the cross 2,000 years ago. So God has already showed his heart. He's already shown us what he wants to do in people's lives. That it was love that compelled him to go to the cross. And if he did it then, how much more does he want to do stuff today in you and me and through you and me as his ambassadors, as his people? Anybody here this morning? So he says, I will go and heal him. Then the centurion says, Lord, I don't deserve you. I do not deserve you to come under my roof. But look at the next few words. I love this. We can just have this verse up on the screen. What does the centurion say? But just say the word. Just say the word. Jesus, just say the word. Jesus, just say the word. Just say the word. Jesus, you don't even have to come to my house. Just say the word. Just say the word. Just say the word. Jesus, I'm not worthy for you to come, but if you just say the word, my servant will be healed. Wow, just say the word. It only needs one word. It only needs one word. Wow, one word. So you might have something going on in your body this morning. It just needs one word from God. Just say the word. It doesn't need ratcheting up. You know, how many words can I say? How many different ways can I say it? How stirred up can I get? Hallelujah, I feel the anointing now. Boom, there you go. You know, he just said, just say the word. All he knew, I just need that word. Somebody to say, go. Somebody to say, be healed. Somebody to say, be free, whatever it is. But I need somebody to agree with me to see something happen. So he said, just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. And I tell this one, go, and he goes. And that one, come, and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. So the centurion had a bit of a revelation. He saw Jesus is a man under authority because when he says things, things happen. He's not got authority over troops of soldiers like I have, but he's got authority from somewhere. And when he's submitted to that authority and he speaks in the same way as when I speak to a soldier, he does what I tell him to do. This guy speaks to sicknesses, and when he speaks to them, they go. When he speaks to somebody who is bound by something demonic, then they get set free. Whenever he speaks something, so he must be under an authority. He must be working under something that can't resist and can't stand up against any of those things. Because when he says things, things happen. And so he knew, because of how he operated in his life, man, this guy's got some authority because he's under authority. He submitted to something, and when he speaks, stuff happens. So he was like, I'm going to go to that man because what my servant needs is a word from that man. But he realized that word wasn't just from that man. He realized the word came from someone that he was submitted to.
Yes.
So anyway, what happens? When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, I tell you the truth, I've not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness where they will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. From that, I just want to live by faith, right? If you don't, I don't know what it's going to look like. So, God, I want to live by faith. But then he says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go. It will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed at that very hour. Wow. So we'll have some of that this morning, shall we? God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So there might be a symptom in your body. Well, let's just make a statement now. That symptom has no right to be there. Is that right? It could be mental, physical, emotional. Doesn't matter what it is. In the prayer meeting this morning, when we were praying together, at one point I just asked everybody that was there, I said, hey guys, let's hear from God. Have some words of knowledge about people that are going to be here this morning and what God wants to do. And there were various words of knowledge. We'll come to those in a minute. And why does God give words of knowledge? Because he speaks specifically about something that he wants to do. So that people then receive from God their healing and what he wants to do in their lives. So we're going to get into some of those in a minute. So in this very hour, you're going to receive this morning. Doesn't matter what it is, how big or small. There were one or two smaller things. There were one or two major things that were mentioned this morning. But for God, they're all the same. They're all the same. Because he's the creator. He's the miracle worker. He's put his spirit on the inside of you and me. And as each one of us lays hands on the sick, then they'll recover. Because the Bible says believers will lay hands on the sick. I reckon this room is filled with many believers.
Yeah.
How many of you are believers in the room? The Bible just says believers who lay hands on the sick. How many believers here this morning?
Yeah.
If you're a believer and you lay hands on the sick, what's going to happen today? People are going to recover, right? Pains are going to go. Issues are going to get sorted out. Long-standing sicknesses, the power of those things, they're called infirmities. Spirit of infirmity is like a long-standing sickness or a cycle of sickness. That stuff's going to be dealt with in people's lives this morning. Some of you have repeat kind of, you know, back issues or joint issues or muscle problems and or blood conditions that are cycles of sickness that go on and on and on. And that those things are going to change this morning. God wants us to get fed up with things that are not the same on earth as they are in heaven. God wants to move us as a church into something new where we're like, well, if that's not what's going on in heaven, then we're not putting up with it on earth. It's about time that that thing changed. It's about time that that circumstance turned around. It's about time that those kind of sicknesses were completely outlawed and we don't have any of those things in and around our life. That as a church, We want to live in heaven on earth in loads of areas, but one can be health and wholeness. Anybody believe that this morning? And God wants to activate us as a healing force of people, if we can put it that way. Just seeing loads of people getting healed, loads of people, lives getting sorted out in different ways. And so there's going to be some activation this morning. Is that okay? God wants to activate you as a believer to lay hands on people this morning and see him work and move in people's lives. So there's going to be some activation of faith. You know, what happens when you speak? Does anybody know what Romans 4:17 says? Right. That we call the things that are not as though they were. See, when Jesus said go, he was calling something that was not as though it was. The centurion said, just say the word. Just say the word. Jesus didn't even say be healed. He just said go. And it will be as you believed. Other times Jesus just said be clean. Other times he just said be healed. Sometimes he just said, go to somebody, go and show yourself to the priest or whatever. And he just gave commands, simple. Just say the word. And in us, we have the word. We have the spirit. And our faith is in who he is, not who we are. Our faith is in the power of his word when it is spoken. So when we're not even going to pray for one another this morning. The Bible says heal the sick. Is that right? It doesn't say pray for the sick. It says heal the sick. So when you heal the sick this morning, it's going to be with a word. Is that okay? Or maybe a couple of words, two or three words. But it's not going to be with many sentences. Trying to, hopefully, the more I say, I'm going to find, and at some point, healing will be released in somebody's life. We're not putting our faith in our words. We're putting our faith in him and the power of his spirit in our life. So as we believe this morning, and we exercise the authority that we have as believers, because Jesus said in Matthew 28, the Great Commission, all authority in heaven on earth has been given to me. Now go and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the Holy Spirit, and I'll be with you to the very end of the age. So he's already given us his authority. Matthew 10, when he sent out the 12, he said he called them to him, and it's, the Bible says that he gave them authority to drive out demons, and then it says to heal all who are sick. All, every. How many of you know when the word all or every is used, it means all or every, doesn't it? It means nothing missed out. So we're going for that. Is that okay? Yeah. That's what we're going for. This morning, every day, doesn't matter what day of the week it is, we're going for all and every. Anybody else believe that? We don't want to settle for anything less than God's all or God's every. Some people might say, yeah, but what happens if it doesn't happen? What happens, so do we still pray? Absolutely. But we're going for all and every. You know, we'll just get into some stuff. So let's stand together, shall we? It's 10 past 11. And if I was going to pray for you all, it would take ages. But because we're all going to pray for each other, it only takes a few minutes. And the things of God are going to be activated in people's lives this morning. So just want to, we'll give out one or two so I don't forget any, some of the words that were given in the prayer meeting this morning. But let's just close our eyes for a minute. Firstly, just thank the Lord that you are under his authority. You are under his lordship. Just thank him that he has put his Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Thank him that he has anointed you to lay hands on the sick so they recover. Just thank him that when you speak something this morning, his power is going to be released and people are going to receive. Just thank him. You might have prayed for many, many people before. You might have never, ever laid hands on somebody to see him healed this morning. That's okay. Because every time, I've prayed for loads of people and seen lots of stuff happen, but every time you lay hands on somebody, it's like the first time. Because that person needs healing right now. Yeah. So you don't go by experience or, well, I did this way before, so I'll just do it this way. Every time it's like, okay, Father, what do you want to do right now? What do you want me to say? Do you want me to do anything? Sometimes God just says to me, just lay hands on them and that's it. Don't say anything. It's like, okay, you just lay hands on them and the power of God does what it does. Sometimes he says, don't touch them. Just say, be healed. Don't even use in the name of Jesus. Sometimes just be healed or receive right now. Whatever it might be. Sometimes it's laying hands on and speaking. But every situation is unique because every person is unique. And God wants us to trust him and not of our formula of what we use to get the job done. So, Father, I thank you for a release of faith right now, a release of your spirit. I thank you for an activating of the saints and a release of your power. And I thank you where there's been all kinds of stuff, from a little snivel through to cancer and other life-threatening things. Father, I thank you that people will walk out this building in a little while's time totally healed, free, and liberated from these various things, whether mental, physical, or emotional. Father, I thank you for your healing grace right now. Now, there's an anointing here this morning to heal the sick. Because as I've been praying during the week, God said to me, this is what he wants to do this morning. And there's an anointing to heal the sick. I'm just going to give out one or two things here. There might be one or more people than this. One word that was given was that some people are struggling to receive their healing because of something they've done in their lives and they feel shame in that area. And because they feel a sense of shame because of something they've done, they don't believe that God wants to heal them or can heal them this morning. Well, firstly, if there's been an area in your life where you've done something, it's like, God, I'm ashamed of that. If you have already said to the Lord, God, would you forgive me and would you cleanse me of that? You're cleansed. Amen. You are forgiven already. Amen. The enemy wants to lie to you and say, you're not forgiven. Look back, look back, look back. It's your fault. Look back, you know, la, 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 and all of that. See, the enemy wants to bring up what has already been forgiven. Maybe there is something in somebody's life, in people's lives here today where, you know, well, I don't know if I've really brought that before the Lord. Well, just do that in the next few minutes while I'm talking and everybody else, but just maybe bring that before the Lord. God, I ask you to forgive me. God, I ask you to cleanse me. And be honest with the Lord and say, God, because of that, I don't believe you can heal me or want to heal me. But Father, I even ask you to forgive me of thinking like that. And would you just do something in me right now? Because God wants you to receive this morning and free you from whatever's been going on in your life. Maybe come back to this in a minute. There's somebody else. A word was given about somebody that with pancreatic cancer. So some others with depression. Another word was given that somebody's broken-hearted. There's a situation that has really brought you to your knees and you're kind of broken-hearted. And God wants to heal your broken heart this morning. Somebody else or other people, hip issues, ankle joints and hip joints and other things. Some others got hearing issues and problems. One word was given that there was somebody who's pretty deaf in one ear. There are some other things that are not necessarily physical healing, but maybe some addictive stuff. God wants to really set somebody free from pornography this morning and addiction in that area in your life. There's somebody else where you need to be freed from what was described as like a spirit of religion, where you look at everything through religious eyes and religious kind of viewpoint. And God wants to set you free from that this morning. There's other things like peace and various things in people's lives. And there'll be other words that I'll give in a few minutes. But let's just close our eyes for a moment. I don't want to get the band up and create an atmosphere like that, because I believe we just, you know, it's our faith in him and agreement together to see God work, rather than just having a nice atmosphere with a keyboard sound and we then feel a bit ooey and gooey and, yeah, the anointing's here now. The anointing's in your life, whether there's a keyboard or a guitar or not. So, Father, we thank you. We take authority right now over every infirmity. We bind it and tell it to go in Jesus' name. Take authority over every sickness. I bind you right now, from a cold through to cancer. We bind every one of those things, and we say to leave people's bodies in the over these next few minutes. I take authority over cycles of sickness. We break you off people's lives right now. Father, I thank you for your healing grace resting upon every person in this room as we lay hands on one another to see you work and move in people's lives. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. Firstly, anybody who has muscle problems or issues with joints in your body that were given out, can you just raise your hands? If you've got any problems with joints or muscles in your on back issues, joints, and can, right, just have a look round. If anybody's got their hand up, okay, just go and stand in front of them. Everybody will get to pray in a moment, but just keep your hand raised so you've got somebody with you. We'll start with these guys and make sure these guys get sorted. Back issues, joints, ankle problems, those kind of things. Okay, I just want to make sure you get sorted. Don't start praying yet, okay? The other words that were given out, particular sickness ones, anybody with cancer in somewhere or other, don't want to embarrass you, but anybody does any sort of cancer issues going on in your body? Is that, are you raising your hand there in the middle because you've got cancer issue, yeah? Back problem. Can somebody who can just pray with this lady with a back issue? There's quite a few of you. Can you just pray for that lady? Is that right? Thanks. Okay, so just one person, okay, with the person, these people with back or all those issues, just one person, because we're going to pray for everybody else. If you have some other kind of symptom in your body, okay, that's not right in some way, can you just raise your hand? If you need to receive some healing from the Lord, okay? Right, if you've got your hand raised and you're already going to pray for somebody, I want you to pray for them first and give. Okay, so you're going to give to them some healing, and then the person who you're praying for is then going to pray for you, okay? So if you've just had your hand raised and you're going to pray for somebody else, then you're going to see them healed, and then they're going to reciprocate that and say, thanks very much, and you're going to be blessed as well as a result. If you've got any other sickness issues, apart from the things we just talked about, just raise your hands if you need to receive some healing. Okay, so everybody's around somebody, okay? Now, I don't want you to just pray long prayers and all that kind of thing. Just ask them what the issue is so that you know what it is. You don't have to go into a big history of what happened. Just say, I've got an ankle thing, or I've got a hip joint problem, or my knees are a bit jippy, or whatever it might be, okay? You might say something else. I've got a blood condition, or I've got this and that or the other. Just say what it is. Don't say, my sickness is this, because it's not your sickness. Jesus took it 2,000 years ago. What you're going to do is receive this morning what is yours, which is your healing. Is that okay? So just say to the person, this is what it is. And then when the person who's going to, you're laying hands on them, you're just commanding that to go in the name of Jesus. Speak to that sickness. You're not praying for the person. You're speaking to that illness and you're commanding it to go in the name of Jesus. So whatever it is, just lay hands on their head. Okay, lay hands on their head. Say, in the name of Jesus, I command your body to be healed. Or I speak to those symptoms, leave right now. Aches and pains going. Joints being healed. Somebody's got a blood condition. God's touching that this morning. You need to go and get a test. If you can't test it yourself, but you need to go and get checked out after today. A blood condition, blood disorders being healed. Somebody else, you've had a problem in your liver and God is healing your liver. You had an inflammation of the liver. You've had an infection there that hasn't fully been healed and you have quite a bit of pain there. Well, God's healing your liver right now. That infection's going. The swelling will be going down. Father, I thank you for your healing grace right now in somebody's liver in Jesus' name. Somebody else, you've had pains in the soles of your feet because the arches of your feet have not fully formed, and God is touching your body and healing your feet. And firstly, He's dealing with the pain, and God's going to reshape the arches of your feet. Father, I thank you for your healing grace. You're going to be able to wear some, you're not going to have to wear in things in your shoes to press into your feet, to lift your feet in the right way, because God is touching your body and healing you right now. Father, I thank you for knees being healed, hips being healed, shoulder joints being healed right now. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. I thank you for back conditions going right now. I thank you for your healing grace. That slightly curved spine, we speak healing to you in Jesus' name. Where there's been a slight curvature of the spine, straighten up in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your healing grace. We thank you for what you're doing right now. Father, praise your name. Just ask them how they're doing. Ask them how they're doing. If you need to move about or do something, if you've had a pain in your arm or your shoulder or your knees or joints, move around, bend over or whatever it might be. Just let them know how it's going, what's happened. How many of you know something's just happened in your body already? Just raise your hands. Let's see. There should be loads of things happening this morning. Just raise your hand. How many of you know you're fully, all the pain is fully gone? The thing's fully happened. Yeah, just raise your hand. How many of you know something's happened? If you know something's happened, then just continue, pray again, and make sure the whole thing gets sorted. Don't go halfway. Jesus, remember, he was healing a blind guy. Prayed for him, and the guy said, I can see people that look like trees. Then he prayed for him again, and he got totally healed. So just continue to make sure there's total healing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Ask them how they're doing now, okay? Ask them how you're doing. Is the pain gone? Do something you couldn't do before. How many of you know God's doing something in your body? Just raise your hands if you know God's doing something. Can five or six of you that you know God's doing something, just quickly run to the front. Let's hear what God's been doing. Okay, so just come out to the front. Come up on this. Come up. Come up. Come on down. Let's have a few blokes. We've got a couple of ladies. Where are the blokes? Be great to hear something. How many of you know God's doing something in your body? Other people as well. If you put your hand up, I won't necessarily get you to come up, okay? So don't think if I put my hand up, he's going to get me to come down. How many of you know God's doing something? Yeah? Let's just hear what's been going on. What was happening with you?
I did some gardening a couple of weeks ago, and I wrenched something in the back of my knee.
Right.
I've been having all sorts of scans and all the rest of it, but I've been declaring every day I'm healed. They've not been able to find anything, but I've been in a lot of pain. But it's since I prayed, it's much better, and I can move it around, and I ran up here.
You ran up here. So just move around now. Bend it and everything. Any pain?
No.
You're totally healed, sorted. Brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Hallelujah. I've had an injury in my right knee for about a year where there's been no sensitivity. And as you were speaking this morning, the Lord said it was your mum that was going to pray for me. And sure enough, she came to me and I feel totally, totally restored. The sensitivity is coming back in my knee. Glory to God.
Brilliant. Great. Knee's healed. Nice one.
I had a lump on my thumb. We don't know what it was, but when I was being prayed for, I could feel a tingling in my thumb, and the lump is going down. It's a hard lump, and it's almost like it's dissolving.
So it's actually,
I just feel it's disappearing.
Brilliant. It's dissolving right now. That's brilliant, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Total healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Brilliant. How many of you know, who else, you know God's doing something? Just raise your hands. You know God's doing something. What was wrong with you? Run on down. Let us know.
as a child, I used to play tennis and I'd had a back problem. And then I'd just been prayed for and I could feel something happening from my head. It was like a blood flush, but I wasn't thinking of my back. I was thinking something's happening in my head, but eventually it just all went down. So now I can just jump up and stand up. It could see me running up.
So you got no pain in your back now? None. Brilliant. Thank you, Jesus. Brilliant. And there's others of you that raise your hands. It'd be great to put write something down on an orange card, a testimony of what God has done, okay, so we can read that out and find out what God's been doing.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.